Hello and welcome everyone to what is the first week in a 6-week program that I am calling the Alchemy Program for Goal Mastery, along with the Alchemy Coaching System that is in place with this course. And I'm very excited to share the information here with you this evening. This is all about winning the inner game of relationship marketing. And as an overview, this course, this call, and indeed this course, if you want to jump into it further, and you'll see a link on the left-hand side. You don't have to click on that now, but that, you know, will give you the information on the whole course, the entire course. So, you know, if you like what you're hearing and you feel the call to dive deeper into it, then you can click on that and you can register for the course if you want. But as an overview, this course is for you, and this call is for you, if, you know what to do in your business, but you're just not doing what you know. In other words, you know you need to take that consistent action every day. You know you need to raise the game and really have those empowering habits in place where you're following up with people, where you're out and about and, you know, you're not hesitating on talking to people about your opportunity. If you want to become a much better leader, then this course is definitely for you. If you are working very hard, even doing the inner work, right? I know a lot of people in Univera have done a lot of work throughout their lives in the area of mindset. And maybe you're wondering why things are not happening faster for you. So maybe you're putting a lot of effort in externally and also internally, but you're not getting the results financially and the rewards that you thought you should. Then again, this course is definitely for you. If you want to increase your belief and your conviction and your certainty and really make a quantum leap, then you're in the right place. And I'm going to cover the mindset secrets of the most successful leaders in relationship marketing. How to, you know, let go of the negative stuff and reduce your recovery time from setbacks and defeats. I think you're going to realize from listening to this and, you know, should you dive deeper into it, that people are still dabbling in this area. And often their attention is going into trying to solve a lot of their problems and issues. And actually, unknowing to themselves, people are growing those problems and issues, and I'll explain exactly why that is. So I want to, you know, go through again how to retrain your brain for higher levels of performance based on the latest neuroscientific research. I'm always updating, upgrading. I think if you've done stuff with me before, you'll notice that it's always being refined. You're always getting something new out of it, and I think you'll really see this from the information here this evening. So feel free to key in any questions you might have throughout the training in the Q&A panel there, even just to say hi and let me know how you're doing. You know, if you don't know me, and there's some people on the line who don't know me, you know, there's a mixture of people on this first call. There are people who are absolutely committed. They're going for it. They're registered for this whole course. They're already getting in there, and they're listening to their AM and PM blueprints. Okay, they're also listening to what I call the MLM auto suggestion matrix, which is, these are tools to help you reprogram and rewire yourself for success. Okay, so you're already in there, you're already listening to these things and applying them. So who am I? I'm a mindset expert, in particular to relationship marketers. Obviously, I'm a keynote speaker as well. I'm a trainer of neuro-linguistic programming. It's about 10% of what I do. Hypnotherapy is about 10% of what I do. Very much my background is in energy work, which I feel really gives me the edge in the results that I get in coaching. And so I apply a lot of what I learned over the years to my blueprints that I do for people, and obviously in the work that I'm doing here in terms of webinars. I lived the life of my dreams. I'm very happy to say that I travel around the world. I'm in California right now. I'm going to be in Vancouver for this summer. My lovely girlfriend Carla is from Vancouver, so I'm super excited to be there and to visit my Vancouver friends in Univera there over the summer. Angeline, of course, and Harry and people like that, and Sarah. And this is what I do. Like I say, I do it in the UK. I just spent 3 months in Bali and Thailand at the beginning of the year. Maybe in the UK about 3 months of the year. And, you know, I love my life. I love the lifestyle that I lead. And it's by design. And I think that's the key, right? It's not by default. It's by design. It's what I wanted. You know, I really subscribe to Mark Twain's description here. The secret to success in life is to make your vocation your vacation. Many people listening to this would think that they should be having a lot more fun in their business, you know, that it shouldn't be the struggle that maybe we're experiencing it to be right now. Because that's what I found in my early days, and only when I tapped into the secrets that I'm going to reveal here on this call and throughout the rest of this 6 weeks that I turned things around. And through being able to run my mind professionally, run my mind efficiently, get my mind working for me, I was able to, you know, achieve things like sharing the stage with heroes of mine like Deepak Chopra, sitting down and, you know, connecting with Richard Branson and getting all his secrets, which is one of the most incredible experiences of my life. And it was fantastic to be in Washington, D.C. recently with some of the D.C. team there, and we had a great one-day event. I know a lot of you are listening to this as well. So, you know, many people are setting goals, and really they're hoping they come to pass, and when they don't happen, they're wondering, what's wrong with me? And they start comparing themselves to other people, and they start beating up on themselves, and, of course, that puts a dent in our confidence, right? So this alchemy training that I'm talking about, that I'm going to dive deeply into on this call, like I say, I've started this course at the beginning of the year. It really is a culmination of years and years and years of research and work into the area of mindset mastery. So, you know, there's a webinar on my whole alchemy system on that. And let me tell you some of the results that people are getting, because I want you to hear the latest, greatest results, because it is evolving. So in the team in the UK, this is a lady who brought me in to train one of the teams in the UK 5 years ago. This is a check she picked up last month. Her name is Jane. And yes, that is a check for $1 million. And, you know, she just says this whole area of mindset, the fact that I went in there and trained all of her key leaders and all of their teams, right, made a massive, massive difference. So, you know, some people are not looking to achieve that level of success. And I always say, okay, so scale back, right? I know people are looking to maybe hit platinum, or they're maybe looking to hit emerald or diamond. Well, here's someone who I trained over the last couple of years, and, you know, single mom. Her name is Natalie Healy, and she's earning about $45,000 every single month now. And again, she puts it all down to this training. Okay, and then some people might say, hey, you know what, Dave, I just want to earn $10,000-$15,000. And there are people on the line who say, well, hey, it's not about the money, but I'm telling you, it sure helps to give you the lifestyle of your dreams. It gives you the freedom. It's what you can do with it, right? So someone else I've been training for a couple of years, but especially in the last year, who've made this absolute quantum leap, right, in the UK. Her name is Juliana, and Jules for short. And again, all her entire team, right, jumped on and did this program, right, this alchemy program at the beginning of the year in January. And the results that she has had, even just in the last few months, have been absolutely phenomenal. I just got a message from her today saying that she's going to hit $20,000-$25,000 in her business this month. But you know what? That's an offshoot of just feeling happier and being more in flow in her business, right? That she's less stressful. She's not working as hard as she was when she was struggling, because I sat down with this girl and, you know, she was earning about $800 every single month, and she was crying in front of me on Skype, right? And it just gives you an idea of where people are at, because everybody, I think, goes through versions of that. And she was saying, well, I quit. I don't know if I can do this. So I think it's very, very encouraging, isn't it, that, say, 1 year on, that she's earning the big bucks. And I think, you know, if you knew, right, before you jumped into Univera, that, for example, you were only going to make $8,000 or $10,000 in a year, right? I mean, it's not really going to give you the lifestyle of your dreams, is it? And yet that's what maybe the average relationship marketers ultimately could be making. It's pretty average. And I think you know that you could do much better. Now, I know people listening to this are starting out and they're not making even anywhere near that. It's costing them more to stay in their business. And, you know, I want to point out to you that in the area of mindset, it's encouraging, because the longer people stay with it and really get in there and run their mind more professionally, the better they do on the outside. And for those who want faster results, well, here's just, again, somebody who works, who's in a downline of Jules here, who just joined in December. This is a lady, her name is Emma Cooper. That's Emma and her husband and their newborn child. And they were in the police force. And I say where, because Emma has now left her job in the police force 5 months into this relationship marketing business. And she started the alchemy course there in January, just January, so just a few months ago. And here's the message I got from Emma on Facebook yesterday, right? I mean, she's from Wales in the UK, so you'll have to excuse some of the lingo. But, you know, her team is going mental. Everything's unbelievable. She's saying, so that's beyond $10K a month, $10K UK, which is about $17,000, $18,000, which is just unbelievable, she says. This is what I planned with Jules for January 2015. So that's my experience, is that people can really get underway. And by the way, it doesn't matter. I mean, I know Univera. I believe they got a better marketing plan, compensation plan, than the one that these people are talking about here. Right, but the results can dramatically be accelerated. So again, I just want you to know these are the latest, greatest results. This stuff works big time. You know, just in case you're wondering, you know, can I significantly increase my income from doing this work? I think it's the difference that makes a difference, you know, because most people, in my experience, are completely overwhelmed. You know, would you agree with me as you're listening to this that there is that inner game as well as the outer game? The outer game is the activity that you need to be doing every single day. No mystery there, right? We know exactly what we need to be doing. You need to be talking to people, phoning people. It needs to be consistent. You know, many times you go to events, collect business cards, get excited about it, and they're gathering dust under the bed or in the drawer, right, weeks later, months later, right, because we're procrastinating, you know. So my experience is that you've got to win that inner game first and foremost, or you will never win the external game for long periods of time. Short term, yes, you know, we've all experienced going to convention, going to an open house, getting excited, going for it for with our willpower, but then when we get rejected, when we don't see the results that we thought we'd see, then our confidence takes a beating and we tend to retreat back into our comfort zone. So I think it's fear, fear of what other people think, right? Fear, we make assumptions that people are thinking certain things, they're often not. Fear of rejection, fear of change, fear of failure, success, you know, fear of alienating your family and friends. And I know that can happen a lot in the business, but it doesn't have to be that way. Okay, that's the point I want to make here. All right, so I want to dive into what I have found to be the 7 mindset secrets of the most successful leaders in relationship marketing. Okay? And when I really mastered these principles, you see, when I was really struggling, when I was the worst salesperson on the planet, okay, it might be an exaggeration, but for me, no, I wasn't. I was just struggling big time. I was losing money for the company I was working for in my mid-20s. And I ran into a mentor who believed in me, saw the potential in me, and he pointed out that we tend to have a ceiling. Every individual has a ceiling, and we don't go beyond that. All right? He called it your set autopilot. And, as you listen to this, how many of you listen to this are making slow progress? But you know what? It's just too slow. Well, that's because of how we are programmed and how we are conditioned. Very few people, who are just using the average mindset break through the stratosphere in making significant gains, right? Because not all of the pieces are lined up. The conscious and unconscious mind, you've heard of that, they're not in alignment. You make some gains, but not significant gains. So the truth is that very few people significantly move forward from one year to the next, unless they suddenly activate the extra gears of their mind. All right? So again, I just find that people are just not going in there at a deep enough level, and they're too distracted, right? We live in an age of massive distraction. So here's big mistake number one. Big mistake number one is allowing our emotional states to control us. How many people listening to this can relate to that? Can relate to our emotional states really dictating how our day goes, how our meeting goes. Yeah? And it's huge. It's absolutely huge, because we tend then to have these unconscious expectations of failure before we get on the phone, before we deliver a presentation. I said on the email that neuroscientists are saying exactly what I'm saying here, that people are struggling because deep down, and the word is deep down, they don't believe in themselves. They don't feel like they're worthy of success, that they deserve even to have all the finer things in life. And, again, it's our past programming, these unconscious expectations. So number one, the most successful leaders in relationship marketing have learned to master their emotional states. And I'll talk a little bit more in detail about that later on. It is, the subject that we dive deeply into on week two of this course, where I do stuff that even if you've done stuff with me before listening to this, you won't have done this, right? It really is taking you to a whole new level in terms of mastering your emotional states. But often, right, it can start out just as one thought that reinforces this deeper programming, where someone says no, where someone from your up team or someone from your cross team disempowers you or tells you that you're not supporting them, right? And that you somehow then think, I'm not good enough as a leader, okay? And we can get stuck then in a very negative, destructive emotion that can just spiral right into this thing that we can't almost recover from. And as you probably are aware, if they're able to put people right under a brain scan and see what's going on when they're actually thinking thoughts, positive or negative, but especially negative, they can see what's going on, where what's known as the amygdala is totally out of balance, it's going crazy, it's cutting us off from our frontal lobe, our creative brain. And all of this coincides with the external world we live in, with notifications and Facebook and all social media in general, and the fact that our environment is just one of distraction. There are so many things coming at us, and it's scary. Like even I find it scary. I have to do more and more inner work on myself to make sure that I'm not, seduced by the voicemail messages and notifications and all these competing distractions and trivialities that in the end amount to nothing, except they just take us out of the game. So technology is wonderful. I mean, we're connecting now, but really, most people are unfortunately getting seduced by it, and they're busy being busy. So that contributes to us not taking charge of our emotions. And here's what I want to point out to you. You know, you're meant to take charge of your emotional state, and you can take charge of your emotions. You can feel whatever way that you want to feel, right, before you go into any situation. And but most people in business and most people in the world do not look at it that way. They think that their states of mind are determined by the externals, the weather, the economy, okay? And the truth is, none of these things are ultimately responsible for your emotional state if you take charge of your emotional state. Seriously, if your emotions are hinged on externals, then you're in for a heck of an emotional roller coaster of a future. And I'm sure you've seen that it's probably been that up till now. So the only way to take charge of your experience of life and to make sure you have a great life is to take charge of your emotions, okay? To take responsibility, right, for the thoughts that occupy your mind habitually and, of course, the feelings and emotions that are produced by those. So, you know, you've got to train yourself to shift your focus. You can even start doing it now. That's why, you know, for people who know and who are listening to the blueprints in the members area, especially those new AM and PM blueprints and some of the matrix recordings, they help you to shift your focus. They help you to get in there and, you know, move outside of that doubt and fear. So here's a question that I'd like you to ask yourself right now. On a scale of 1 to 10, right, 10 being best, right, world-class level, 1 being obviously the lowest point on the scale, how good are you at managing your emotional states? You know, do you go into meltdown with the overwhelm in your life, with the challenges coming into your life? You know, it's said that true mastery is when you can handle greater amounts of challenge and not go into meltdown. It's like you're in the eye of the storm. So how well do you cope? How well do you handle, especially in pressure situations, all this stuff coming at you? Are you letting it rule your life, ruin your life? And, you know, to answer that honestly, you have got to look at your current results. Your current results. Okay? All right, cool. Next, and, you know, a lot of people listening to this have been on my one day. You've been maybe on the webinar that I did at the start of the year, right? But number two here is they have an invincible vision, right? So it's nothing new to hear that. But you see, a lot of people are learning all sorts of scripts and slick ways of saying things, yeah? And if you don't have this invincible vision, right, which is a vision of where your life is going in all the key areas, it's something that you think about that excites you so much that it literally blows out any negative situations immediately, right? It drives you. It inspires you. It's what will allow you to take on board rejection, ignore it, and make another call and come back even stronger. If you don't have that, right, I don't care how great your scripts are and how great your one-liners are in terms of sales, quote-unquote, you're going to lose people. You're going to not make that connection. And you're not going to be able to keep your head in the game for the longer periods of time. So let's just say you've got a financial goal in your Univera business right now. Let's just say it's $10,000 a month, right? Well, obviously, it's good to have a figure. Often that's not what really excites people. It's what that figure represents, what it will allow you to do, right? I mean, how it will allow you to feel. A lot of people want to feel secure about their future. People say to me, well, I don't want to worry as much as I'm worrying about money. You know, I just want to be able to do what I want to do and travel the world and go on nice vacations and treat my family and, you know, give my children the best education. You know, so that's the why that you've got to keep revisiting, right? Especially when you achieve certain goals and then you've got to refine that why even more. And you've got to set another goal, a loftier goal, a more exciting goal. Yeah? So big mistake number two is that people are thinking way too small. Honestly, the secret to failure is to have tiny goals. And we are more and more playing at this very safe level. Okay? Often it can be because of the people that are around us. Right? I mean, it's rubbing off, their limitations rubbing off on us. Our experience of setting goals and them not happening, okay? And that's why I am calling my system the alchemy system, because it's a formula. There's a formula for goal achieving, right? Where, you know, if there's any missing pieces, and there tends to be one or two or sometimes three or more pieces missing in people's approach to achieving their goals. So it really works, because what you want is your vision, when you think about it, to produce this electrifying passion. If you don't have that about what your life is about right now, about your business, about where your life is going, then you're going to struggle. Okay? So para question number two here is, on a scale of 1 to 10, how exciting is your vision genuinely for the future? When you think of where you want to be in the future, right? And maybe it's not super clear. Maybe it's just a real emotional connection that you have to a feeling of freedom out there in the future. That's okay to begin with. The picture will crystallize. The clearer it is, ultimately, the better. But where are you on the scale there? Are you at the higher end? Or are you in the middle? Or do you feel that you don't have a vision? And you maybe heard of the saying before, for lack of vision, the people perish. So, and again, hopefully that makes sense, that resonates with you. Okay, yeah. And obviously, you know, if you're, any questions coming up during this, feel free, of course, to submit those. We will, you know, do a little Q&A session at the end there. And there are people on live on the phone as well. I know that too. Excellent. Number three here is, they display boldness. Boldness. And what exactly do you mean by boldness? And, you know, I've got people who are not necessarily involved in relationship marketing, but I think all of business is relationship marketing, don't you? You know, it's all about forming those connections. It's all about building the vision in your own mind and then being able to hold that in front of people. So when you think of people who've shaped our world in various ways, you know, they're the ones who get the most attention, respect, and rewards in life. And they're not the people who sit back and wait for things to happen. They are proactive, right? So you got to look at yourself and your daily actions and your team. And you got to ask yourself, you know what, is there movement? Is there excitement there, right? You're... team, people have got to feel like they're a part of something, right? And if you don't feel like that to begin with, even as a leader, then of course people are not going to perceive you in that light. They're not going to see your team like that. So every great movement in history, of course, had a bold, passionate leader. Every great company today has a bold, passionate leader. They're willing to challenge the status quo, right? To generate momentum and excitement. And when you raise the bar and decide, you know what, I'm going to have this invincible vision, I'm going to play at this higher level, you are going to see opportunities that, you know, we tend to miss because we're distracted. You know, on a daily basis, you are going to be presented. The universe is going to give you opportunities because you've asked, because you've said, I want to play this higher game. So make no mistake about it. Every single day, you're going to get amazing opportunities. Sometimes they're just split-second opportunities. So you've got to keep your awareness up. You got to keep your radar on, right? So you've always, you know, got to be switched on. And when you're out and about, that every moment is an opportunity. And, you know, maybe view it like someone like Richard Branson, who doesn't think of work as work and play as play. For him, it's all living. And that's what you're going to notice with people who are really immersed totally in what they're doing. They have that boldness, that passion. It doesn't feel like work to them. All right? And such people, of course, are always willing to challenge themselves, step outside the comfort zone, to grow and evolve, to try new ideas, and to ignore the obstacles where necessary. Yeah? So, you know, how bold are you being? And I like to say, of course, as a lot of you know, that it is a combination of consistent action and even just one bold action every day. You know, maybe calling someone from your chicken list, talking to someone that, you know, you wouldn't normally talk to. And again, remember, just by a subtle shift in the inner game, you could find yourself talking to people that you wouldn't normally talk to. I had that with one lady this week who had to, you know, give me a report on how her week was. And one of the things was she just wanted to be seen as an equal with, you know, she went to the drop off her child at school and all the other mothers were there and they were all well off. And she always felt like, you know, they were looking down on her and just because she didn't have as much money as them. And, you know, it was intimidating to her to ask, you know, these well-to-do women to, you know, take a look at her opportunity. But, you know, just in one week by shifting her focus, by having more of a vision, right, by starting to see it ahead of time in her mind, that, you know what, she was on an equal level. When we all take off our hats, it's person to person, right? And often people are crying out for this. So don't make assumptions there. So she made a huge shift in just one week, right? Because she started to connect with people, professional business women, who were more than nice to her, and some of them were super interested in taking a look, okay? So power question number three here is, what level of boldness, you know, do you demonstrate on a daily basis? Are you hesitating? Are you pulling back? Right, and not really jumping into things in the way that you'd hoped that you would. So again, on a scale of 10, rate yourself. Because again, it's very good to accurately take note of where you think you are in all these key areas. Next, number four, they are resilient. You know, and it all is linked to the points that I've covered before. I mean, people have got a strong why and have an invincible vision and can take charge of their emotional states. And, you know, they've raised the bar and are playing at the level of boldness, right? They tend to find it easier to bounce back from a defeat, okay? So this resilience really means that you've got to keep fighting for your success, right? And, you know, it does come as quite a shock when people that you thought would be supportive and thought would say, yeah, I'll join your business, you know, prove to be the opposite of that. Right? And often because people experience too much rejection, then that can again cause them to give up, to quit. So maybe you've built up a team only for it to disappear. Well, guess what? You know, the people that I mentioned earlier that I'm training in the UK, I mean, I'm sure, you know, leaders like Renee will be able to tell you and Angeline will be able to tell you, you know, often people who helped in the beginning and were members of your team in the beginning are nowhere to be found now. So that happens. All right? And I like to say to people, look, I mean, see it as a movie that you are the actor, producer, you're starring in the movie. Some of your co-stars will be with you until, you know, the movie has been made, until it's out there and it's a blockbuster, it's a smash hit, and they have a starring role. Others, they might, you know, help you a little bit of the way, but the extras can change and some of the co-stars can change, right? And that is life. and it's to know that that's the game. So, you know, there's going to be times, no matter how positive you feel today, right? We know there are going to be times of challenge. There are going to be dark times, dark days, often before you're even about to make a jump, a quantum leap. That can happen. It's almost like a test where the universe says, okay, I wonder how much they really want this. But again, my experience is that it doesn't stick for as long if you can master your emotional states and you can start to be resilient and bounce back, okay? So if you're at the one day, you'll see I like to put this slide up here where we can start out in our comfort zone, but, you know, it's like the hero's journey, right? We get the call. We often refuse the call until we can't stand it anymore, and then we absolutely go for it. We get into the adventure zone. We start to call people, and sometimes this can happen in different areas of life, okay? You know, your business might not hit the abyss or the dark night of the soul, as it's sometimes called, but some of your relationships might, right? And that, of course, can affect your performance in your business. But once you start to apply these principles and start to master your emotional states and become more resilient, you know, and you've got a vision that's driving you, then you're going to find that you always emerge out of these periods of time. And I always say to people, look, if your business isn't moving fast, right, maybe for a year or so you felt stuck, then you're just still living under residual, right, of your past thinking, emotions, actions, and non-actions, okay? Because what you can't get away from are various laws in our universe, law of cause and effect, okay? You can't think negative thoughts for prolonged periods of time and live in those and not suffer the consequences of that, okay? So it's just to recognize that. But I'm here to tell you that if you can really learn to master this inner game, then you'll notice that you really accelerate your success super fast, okay? And you attract great things to you. You attract that invisible means. You get the magic, what I call the magic, into your business, all right? So power question number four. See it as a call to adventure. You're in your own movie, like I said. But power question number four is on a scale of 1 to 10. What level of resilience am I demonstrating right now, right? Are you not even willing to do what the average person is unwilling to do, but are you excited? Can you get excited, right, to almost see that everything you've done up till now, it all counts. It's all building your character, right? The main event has still to happen because we're in this, you know, there's nothing helps you grow more, I feel, than your relationship marketing business, right? I think it's a blessing. It's such a blessing that you guys have your Univera business to, you know, to really serve, to serve you and to serve other people. So next, I'm going to spend a little bit longer on the next point because it's hugely important and it's a key component of this first week and, of course, the whole course that we're doing here and this alchemy course. And that is that the winners, the successful leaders, they get into the flow. They find the flow in their day, in their business. And, you know, you probably have diamonds like Renee, Rita, Angeline, Sarah, Harry. They're just people that I know. And double diamonds. To be honest, everybody has different approaches, don't they? They have different ways. It's all the same system that they're moving people through. Right, but when you hear their story from stage and you see their approach, they can all have, you know, within the whole thing, their way of doing it. And you agree with some of it, you don't agree with others. But you see, you have got to, within the whole thing, find your flow, your way that's comfortable for you. You don't need to reinvent the wheel, but you certainly need to feel comfortable with your approach. And any great leader, any great motivator, whether the greatest entertainers or the greatest speakers, right, like the Martin Luther King Jr.'s, you know, they were able just to really find their flow. And, of course, definition of flow is a mental state of operation in which a person is fully immersed in what he or she is doing by a feeling of energized focus, full involvement, and success in the process of the activity. It is a state of super creativity. Okay? So I wonder how much flow you're experiencing in your business right now. And you might say, well, I kind of find that impossible. There's so many things coming at me. Yeah, I'm minding the kids. I'm trying to bring up a family. I'm facing a lot of debt. You know, having relationship issues. There's all this stuff coming at me. And again, you just need to find one or two areas of flow. If you can do it in your business and find a flow in that, it really is possible to get excited making the phone calls, doing the things that you previously thought were tedious, right? Getting out there and being proactive and looking to connect with people when you're out and about, following up with people. You can find your flow in all of that. So one of the main points I really want to make to you here is we need to reverse the formula for happiness and success, right? Because so many people say that when they reach a certain level of their business, when they make X amount of money, then they're going to feel free, they're going to feel happier, they're going to feel like a success, they're going to prove the naysayers wrong. And the research shows, no, you've got to start to feel happier now. Have more fun in your business now, right? Before you achieve your goals, your main goals. You've got to start to put those in place now and deliberately raise your levels of positivity and happiness in the present. And then according to research, the brain performs significantly better than it does at negative, neutral, or stressed. Your intelligence and awareness rises. Your creativity increases. Your energy levels come up, right? So again, I mean, this is what they're finding now, that your business will automatically improve. Your bottom line will improve. You will attract more people, better quality people, because your brain of positive, right, is over 30% more productive than your brain at negative, than your brain at overwhelmed, than your brain at stressed. You're around 40% better at sales, if you want to call it sales. Okay? So research on happiness shows that you are more productive, you're more resilient, you're less burnt out, and you will absolutely move more product, and you will recruit more business partners, no question about it. So I don't know where you're at in your life. Do you really find yourself living in a state of stress and overwhelm? Because a lot of people that I meet, they have this underlying thing at the pit of their stomach. It's almost like they wake up in that worried state and it underlies everything that they do. Okay, and hey, I mean, sometimes really understandably, if you are really struggling to make ends meet and you don't know, you know, if you can afford to pay the rent or the mortgage this week, then I can understand that. But I'm still here to tell you that the what is necessary is to change that underlying feeling. And that's why, you know, I emphasize to you, right, if you have access, which I know a lot of you listening to this have, to those AM and PM blueprints, right, they are designed to help you to do that. What else will help you to do that? All right, well, feeling gratitude. I'm sure you've seen this, right, the three gratitudes. Right, every single day, if you write down three new things that you're grateful for 21 days in a row, right, at the end of that, what they've shown in research is that your brain will start to retain a pattern of scanning the world, right, not for the negative, but for the positive first. Right, that makes a massive difference. How does it feel to be in flow? Well, when you're completely involved in what you're doing, okay? And remember, everything about society these days takes us away from that. So, like, you want to do it in your universe of business, I will say as well, practice being in flow in non-emotional situations. So if you go to the gym, if you go jogging, right, if you go to your yoga, can you actually deliberately take your head out of your thoughts and just practice being at one with the exercise that you're doing, right? Not focusing on the pain of it, but actually really focusing with the depth of attention on the muscle that you're working. Because when you do that in any area, but it's easy to practice in things you love to do initially, then again, you have this sense of ecstasy, greater inner clarity, right? Where you have this knowing, this direction inside of yourself about what you need to do. You know, people often say to me, I'm confused about how much time to spend with this person, that person, on this aspect of the business, that aspect of the business. All of that starts to change, right? Because you get this deeper direction from this awareness and intelligence inside of you when you move into flow. You start to increase your level of certainty, you know that you can do this beyond a shadow of a doubt. So deep down then, you start to believe in yourself more, you know, that you're more than adequate to the task at hand. Yeah? And then there's a sense of serenity. No worries. You really start to move outside of that, even in the midst of chaos, I might add. I was stunned when I started to practice this, and I started to listen and immerse myself in the blueprints for longer periods of time, and started to immerse myself in these flow periods for longer stints of time, how I just didn't feel as worried in situations where previously I would have freaked out. So there can be a timelessness about it. Like when you're just watching a great movie or you're engaged in great conversation and there's an intrinsic motivation, right? You do it for its own sake. So you're showing up at a one-to-one meeting or on the phone, on your phone calls, and you're doing it for its own sake. You know, you're asking, what value can I add to this person at the other end of the line? They may not join my business, but let me show up in this spirit where I'm doing it for its own sake, right? And then you'll notice that you absolutely get the results and more than what you hoped you'd get. And, you know, people who are at the top of their game have found their flow in those areas. And again, I'm here to tell you that it's transferable into any area, right? I'll show you how to do more on that next week, where you can deliberately recall, right, things that you do really well, and you can identify the states that you produce, that you tap into as you're doing that thing that you do so well and effortlessly that you love doing. And then you can start to bring that state forward into the now and into the activities that maybe you're struggling with, such as phone calls, such as following up in areas that you're procrastinating in. Would that be cool? But that's what you can do. And you can start right now by deliberately being more in flow. So, you know, people like Richard Branson, Donald Trump, people like that who just love what they do, right, and are immersed in it completely, you know, will say that the money is important, but it's just a convenient means of keeping score, right? They would even do it without the money. So I want you to take note of this and really start to practice this. Three keys to truly finding flow is A, to change your past, right, which we're going to do in detail with managing your emotions, taking charge of your emotions next week, but you can start now by just starting to recall your past wins and your past successes. Re-imprint those past successes. As you know, I interviewed Richard Branson at one point, and here was one of his main points, and he said it again in front of a huge audience recently. He said, look, no point in looking back, not for a fleeting moment. I can't remember the bad moments in life. I only remember the good. And you know, most people's problem, they can only remember the bad and they can't remember the good. You know, a lot of therapy, of course, will get you to bring up the bad stuff and not the good. And you will be ecstatic. I mean it. When you practice this, and you train your mind only to retrieve the good stuff, to be able to do that quite readily, right? And then you have your past working for you. Even if you've got traumatic things that have happened in your past, these are standing out more boldly in your mind, according to research. They're overshadowing the good stuff. So you'll find that when you get used to just, it's like they're in there. They're all, every memory you've ever had is stored in there. Right down to, by the way, when we're in the womb, right down to when we're learning to walk and everything. All those memories are in there, right? So all your wins, that all the good things that have happened, as soon as you dust them off and, you know, you bring them to the forefront of your mind, then you'll notice that you start waking up in the morning with an expectation that things are going to go your way, that amazingly great things are going to happen for you. And actually, you'll start to realize that you, at the deeper levels, that that's actually who we are. That's this quantum intelligence, this quantum field that you hear about so much when you tap into it. It's like this pure intelligence, this perfect, loving, intelligent force for goodness. And I don't, you know, I'm open to wherever you believe that comes from. But it's looking after you. And it's your life. It'll solve the problems for you. It'll give you great direction. It'll put you on your right path in life. And it'll grow your business as well. Okay? The second part of this is to start to change your present. Right? And I've talked about this just a little bit there. But really, to change your present, you literally stay in the zone for longer periods of time. Right? Even if you're experiencing a lot of negativity in your life right now, you've got to deliberately train yourself for prolonged periods of time to stay what I call above that line in flow. Stay out of the heavier negative emotions. That's difficult. That's not easy to do. I mean, I'm not going to lie to you. That's taken me a lot of training to be able to do that. You know, it's the equivalent of getting off the phone after having a really negative conversation with somebody. And can you genuinely, right, even when someone says something nasty or it's rejection or worse, or you get bad news, can you genuinely stop that movie from playing over and over again? Because if you do that, you're going to get stuck in the negative, in the fear, in the gossip, in the, you know, lower stuff, in the problems, and you're not going to be able to shake it off, right? But can you actually let it go immediately? Can you drop the thought, all right? I guess I'm the guy who's trained, right, for a long time to drop the thought. And what happens if you do that over and over and over again is you realize that this flow is available to you right here, right now. It's always available to you. So, you know, I talked about the gratitudes, but, you know, even the research behind journaling, right? Journaling about one positive experience that you've had, right, over the past 24 hours, again, allows your brain to relive it. Right, so the three gratitudes for 21 days I recommend you do. Get yourself a journal and you only write in it the good stuff that's happened or the good things that you want to happen. You try and use all the senses as you're writing it down. Okay, we all know the benefits of exercise, but it's really exercise when you're actually focused on the muscle you're working on, not the version of exercise that most people are doing where you go into a gym and you see them watching TV, right? I went into the gym here in Gold's Gym there recently, and, you know, I'm waiting on an exercise, and there's this person just texting. They're just texting in between sets, okay? That is not the way to do it. You're not going to get the benefits the research shows that you can get from exercising. You're not going to get the feel-good rush of endorphins that you should get, okay? Meditation, of course, which is a key component of the blueprints that I do, right? A lot of people left to their own devices don't tend to do it. That's why they need a helping hand, right? Meditation and relaxation really allows your brain to get over the cultural ADHD that we've been creating by trying to do multiple tasks at once. And it allows our brains to focus on the task at hand. And then they also found that just random acts of kindness, just doing things again for their own sake, right? Conscious acts of kindness, you know, because that's who we are. I mean, that's, you know, I'm sure you've read about it, listened to it, and you've felt it endlessly, right? When you just do something for somebody without expecting anything in return, you're actually, you know, on the wavelength of life itself, and you're going to get tremendous benefits from that. You're going to feel that flow that comes with that. So really, I'm absolutely adamant that you train yourself to focus on what's great in your present, regardless of the negative circumstances that are going on. What's great within your day, within your business, within your team? Too often, right, we gravitate towards picking out the faults in people. That's how relationships break down. Initially, we're just focusing on what's great with the person and great with the relationship, but it breaks down because, you know, we then just choose to focus on what's wrong with the relationship, what the person has done wrong, instead of why they fell in love with the person in the first place and what's great about them. The same with your team, the same with, you know, where you're at in your life right now. You know what? Where you're at in your life right now may not be great, but I will still say to you, be at peace with it. Look at it and say, you know what? That is the way it is right now. Sure, I could be living on the residual of my past thoughts, feelings, actions. I'm trying to make it better, right? So to accept, first of all, your world and your business as it is right now is a higher level of consciousness, even as we seek to change it. It doesn't mean that we approve of it. Of course it doesn't, right? I'm definitely not saying that we have to settle with it. No, but we're just accepting it, and then we'll start to move on by applying these principles. Yeah? So if you have the struggles in your life right now, you know, because we struggle trying to get away from them, we can tend to grow them. I said that at the start of this webinar. So any struggles you have in your life right now, honor it, right? Know that whatever it is you're struggling with, whether it's financial, relationally, it has, you know, whether it's procrastinating on making the calls because you don't feel confident, whether it's a fear of public speaking, know that thing has been put before you by the universe in order to challenge you, in order to make you a better person, in order to make you maybe more compassionate, or to make you pay attention, in order to make you, you know, honor and find your zest in your business. So reframe it, okay? And be okay with it. And then you'll notice that you start to move very quickly forward. You accelerate along your path very quickly. So you've really got to train yourself then to focus on everything that's great, okay? So that's the second part, by the way. I know I'm kind of laboring this, but I think you'll agree that this whole area of flow and finding flow and having your past working for you, having your present working for you, and then, of course, changing your future, right? Because whether you know it or not or agree with it or not, you're already moving towards a future. And the question is always, is it by default or design? And for most people, they don't realize it, but they're like a ship setting out to sail with no definite port of call. They're heading for the rocks because they haven't taken control of the life-forming process at a deeper part of the mind, right? So that is where the vision comes into it, the invincible vision, not just to think about it, not just to create a vision board for it. They're all helpful, but it's only the entry point into what I'm talking about here. So if you're finding that your New Year's resolutions haven't come to pass this year, the last few years, right? You know, it means that they haven't been imprinted at a deep enough level going beyond the negativity that's been imprinted already. That's all. So I hope you can kind of get this is what I mean by being professional at running your mind, that people need to dive a lot deeper than they're currently diving. Okay? So I guess the question here then is how much do you experience flow in your business? Right, I really want to zone in on the business here. So just take your Univera business. I know some of you are not in Univera, but most of you are, right? So that's where I'm just going to ask that question. You know, how much are you experiencing flow in your business, or has it become this kind of stressful kind of thing that you're not looking forward to? And then number six is they develop empowering habits, right? That's what the leaders do, the successful relationship marketers do. right? They develop empowering habits. And of course, that's what I'm all about. You know, that's what I'm all about. You know, that's, let me let you in on a secret here. When I've studied the most successful people on the planet, you know, they can be pretty lazy. And, you know, I, like anyone else, like my comfort zones, and I've had to really work at building in the systems and rituals and routines and processes to, you know, protect myself from myself at times, right? And now I find it's very effortless, very easy, you know, to have those empowering habits in place, you know, to make sure that I'm working out 3 to 5 times in the week and that I don't just put it on the back burner, to make sure that I plan my week and that I schedule not only my, you know, obviously I schedule my work activities and my webinars and everything like that, but I schedule also playtime, downtime, that I schedule that in, that I schedule in those times that I know is going to allow me to practice being in flow. So I, for sure, like a lot of people, was not very disciplined in terms of planning and scheduling. But now, because I knew it was essential to my success, right, I'm intensely disciplined in the areas of my life where I really want those results, right, the improvements and successes. And truly, the disciplined life is the good life, you know. And you got to look at certain habits that maybe you need to stop doing. And as we know, habits are extremely deep-rooted. We all have negative habits, and you know, they're always there to tempt us, okay? But if you give yourself, this is what I help people to do. It's like you go down certain neural pathways in your mind. These are deeply grooved pathways in our mind. So you've got to lay down new neural pathways. Give yourself new neurological choices. That's when you do, when you put new habits into place, okay? So really, the success of those that you admire has less to do with their inborn talent and intelligence in nature or any other gift. You know, the great Maya Angelou just passed there yesterday, such an inspiring lady. And I remember reading about her rituals in terms of writing her poetry or writing her books. You know, and she just, you know, developed the ritual of sitting in the same place and, you know, writing at the same time every morning. She just had to make a start. It didn't matter what was going on for the half hour before that. You know, as soon as she just, you know, hit the writing pad at the same time every day, you know, then everything would start to flow. And then, you know, she'd come to a point where it was just, that would be enough. And she'd go ahead and she'd go out and do the things that she needed to do, the lesser return activities, if you like. And then later on, then in the evening, she'd come back to it again and she'd have a new lease of life for it and she'd be able to write even, you know, and get even more creative. So it was a ritual, it was a routine, you know. So I think that's what you need to do with your phone calls. You're literally creating new patterns there. So power question number 6 here is, on a scale of 1 to 10, how good are you at putting new habits in place and sticking to them? Because most people, in my experience, they're stopping and starting and stopping and starting. Okay? So most of you listening to this are in the Alchemy program. So I want you to encourage you to apply the endless recordings you have in there, right, to develop the habit of listening to those, right, which will help you get into flow. It'll help build your resilience, okay? It'll help you create your invincible vision, and it'll certainly help you to take charge of your emotional states as well. And big mistake number 3 is using the wrong part of our mind to succeed. So, you know, I believe this is the missing piece. I really do. And, you know, those people I shared the results with at the start of the webinar, they agree as well. That woman who has the $1 million bonus check, it was just a bonus check, by the way. That's just a bonus that she received. That's not even her monthly income, which is, you know, again, along those lines, every single month she's getting that. But she agrees. That's why we're just doing another course, right? With this lady, Jane, I'm telling you about, we're just about to do another course for her global team. right? Because she recognizes the importance of mindset, where it's brought her and where it can bring her team. And I think more people are getting that, yes, it is true. Your unconscious mind truly does determine your success or failure. So you better make it your business to get it working for you, to get it on your side. Okay? So for those who are not involved in and haven't registered, you can officially do that. I'd love, obviously, to train you over the next 6 weeks. And just for people who are in the program already, I want to answer some questions that are coming through on maybe accessing the members area and stuff like that. Okay, so I just want to make sure you are getting in there. Some of you I know haven't started yet. You were waiting till we started here. That's cool. So just let me give you the outline of where we're going with this over the next few weeks. So as you know, this course, which, you know, all these different things are valued at over $700. You can get it still if you're just new. You can get it for $197 for the next few days and over the weekend. But after that, you can't, you know, the offer's closed. So you know you can get the Alchemy webinar, right? And there's a whole webinar that goes into the formula on how to achieve any goal. And then I talked earlier about your AM and PM blueprints. So there's a 10-minute version of each of those and a 20-minute version, all right? So you just need to do the minimum 10 minutes. But you know what I find? I find that if I'm feeling like, you know, my body needs this, my mind needs this, then I'll go to 20-minute one, or I'll put a group of those blueprints on a loop. And I might do a half an hour to an hour once a week, right? So it's perfectly okay to do that as well. This is what a blueprint looks like, by the way. You know, it's there are many levels to it. There's me talking, there's the binaural beats, which get you into the right brainwave state, right, which are at the very bottom there. And then there's the actual music, which again is designed to switch on both sides of your brain. So this course, I'm sure you can get my excitement about it. It's definitely the best thing I've ever done. And people are loving the results with it thus far. Just remember then, when you're going in and you're listening to the MLM Auto Suggestion Matrix, remember all we're doing there? There are 5-minute recordings where I'm just, you know, telling you how great you are, basically. People said to me, hey, Dave, can you put some auto suggestions together and tell me how great I am, right? That I've got great belief, that I believe in myself, that yes, I can do it. So I'm like this voice, the positive voice on the opposite shoulder to the negative voice, telling you, of course you can do it. Of course you're worthy. Of course you can overcome any fear. Yes, you're going to take more action. You're going to take consistent action. You're going to be in flow. So whatever you need here, just add it in. Maybe, like, for example, the overcoming fear one or the massive action one, you can just listen to those before you're about to get on the phone, right? So if you're procrastinating, that's the time to listen to these recordings, right? And then you'll also notice as well that there's a version of it where there's not me giving you the suggestions. You give yourself the suggestion, right? And then you just play the music in the background, in the office, for example, and you're letting the binaural beats work for you. So that's very cool. So there's instructions there. I provided auto suggestions in each of the key areas. You can make up your own, or you can choose from the list that I've given you. But you declare that, you state that, you know, if you want to work on overcoming procrastination and fear, right? Then you might say, okay, and moment by moment in every way, I'm feeling more relaxed and I'm taking more action. And that suggestion carries forward into the music that you're playing. The binaural beats carry it. They do the heavy lifting. So I'm very excited about that. People love the combination of all this. So again, as you're listening here, if you're finding it difficult to get into the site at all, if you're having any difficulties getting in there, this is what it looks like, okay? You're going to, you know, click on the link that I'll be sending to you on every email. Put in your username and password, okay, and then it looks like that on the inside, where you see part one, the webinar, part two, the Alchemy blueprints, the AM and PM blueprints, part three, the Matrix recordings, Part four are this coaching course that we're doing over the next few months. Okay? So it'll look like that. So just click on the relevant areas that you want, and you can download, of course, all the recordings as well. Okay? So the AM, PM blueprints, you know, just download them all. I suggest you download them all so you have them on your device, you have them on your phone, right? So you don't have to keep logging in and listening to them on your desktop, all right? But remember, again, those blueprints, those recordings, they really help to rewire yourself for success, to creating new neural pathways. And, you know, I believe we need as much help as we can possibly get, right? If you've listened to any of my blueprints before, I notice that you've got to chop and change. You've got to keep, you know, hitting it from different angles. And, you know, it's like chipping away at what's not you so you can create your masterpiece. That's the idea here. So you get in there and you can download those and start to, you know, listen to whatever you feel like listening to every day. So again, hopefully that makes sense. Support, if you want support, you've got to talk to Rhonda, my online manager, and she'll get back to you ASAP. She's pretty good at getting back, okay? And again, I think her email, I provided you with that in the message that I sent, okay? How do you register, someone's saying? You'll see a link on the left-hand side. If you do want to officially register, if you've liked this and you want to dive a lot deeper, you'll see the link on the left-hand side there where it says register for Alchemy course. You can click on that and you can register. You'll get access straight away to the back end. Just for coming up in the next few weeks then as well, and I'll go through some more questions in a second. Week two is mastering your emotional states, okay? So we'll do that next week so you can rewrite your future, so you can take charge of your emotional state. Let me answer a question about that that someone is asking. How do you deal with negative situations? Like, you know, the particular question is, there's someone who I get very defensive around, someone that really pushes my buttons, right? And it doesn't take me long to get defensive and closed off. So how do I help this relationship? And, you know, just even without even going into what we're going to cover on the emotional states next week, whether it's with team members that push your buttons or family members that really push your buttons, right? The underlying structure right here is that they pull you into their negativity. Do you ever find that? It could be a negative team member, a negative family member. And what you're saying here is that somebody else is responsible for the way that you feel about anything. Yeah? So ultimately the question you really have to ask here is, who's in the driving seat? So the best of the best, the great leaders, they're going to literally ask themselves, you know, what's a state that I want to be in relation to this team member? In other words, when I go in and I have a chat with this and I have a negotiation situation here, what states do I want to bring in here? Is it compassion, understanding? Is it both? It's going to be different depending on the situation. So when you're on the phone about to make the calls, you've got to ask yourself, what are the states that you want to bring into these phone calls? Not, you know, you allowing other people's state on the other end of the phone to control you. So here, what I'm suggesting is that rather than doing what most people do and allow themselves to be pulled into the other person's state, that you go into situations by design. You truly ask yourself in any interpersonal communication, okay, what are the states? Because you want to have a few states that you can go into, such as passion, such as enthusiasm, such as excitement. And here's the bottom line here. Whoever is the most committed to their state will win. So if the person opposite the phone, the person who this person is talking about is pushing their buttons, if they're more committed to their negative state, if the person in front of you is more committed to their skeptical state, then they're going to pull you in and you're going to lose your vision. But however, if you are more committed to your vision, your positive state, your passion, your level of enthusiasm, certainty, right, then you're going to draw them in. At the very least, you'll be neutral. The negativity won't affect you. At its best, you'll notice that you can draw a whole room full of people into your vision, into your positive states. Okay? So it's going to be generally one or the other. If your state is more powerful, right, then you're going to stack the odds in your favor. And that is the key. Deciding what emotional states you want to go in beforehand, before you go into that situation. I'll show you how to do that in more detail next week. You're going to love this call. Week 3 is going to be about having an invincible vision and a purposeful why. Week 4 is going to be about, I won't go into it in detail here, is going to be about overcoming procrastination and really training yourself to take massive action, where you install new beliefs and you're able to do those things where currently maybe you're hesitating on. Week 5 will be going the extra mile, right? So we're going to be talking about and building the resilience, leaving your comfort zone, the 7 stages of relationship marketers, path to success, mastering all of that. Okay, and then week 6 will be the path to leadership mastery. Okay, and also what we'll be doing here, by the way, is over the next 5 weeks, we'll be doing additional blueprints, which will be fresh, new, and hit it from new angles. So at the moment, when you go in there into the coaching area, you're going to see this. You're going to see like these blank sessions, and every week we do a call, then you'll be able to click on that and access a session and download it. All right? And just remember that it takes 21 to 90 days to build new habits. 21 to 90 days to build new habits. Right? Some research shows 60 days, 66 days. You know what? It depends on the habit that you want to build. It depends on the negative, destructive habit that you want to move away from. Okay? As you know, with deep-rooted money beliefs, that can easily take 90 days or more to switch that around. Okay? So the course schedule over the next few weeks, we're going to do the next 3 weeks in a row, right? And then you'll see on the email I sent to you the remaining 3 sessions. I'll just see how you're doing. If you feel like you need a week of a gap, I'm going to ask you guys. We might do 6 weeks in a row, but it might, you know, we might do the first 3 weeks in a row, and then we might do the last 3 weeks, 2 weeks apart, right? So we're kind of spreading it out more. So that might resonate with some of you to do that way. So you can let me know which you prefer, okay? And number 7 then here is the commitment to continuous growth, right? That you don't just rest in your laurels. And I know a lot of you are of this mindset already, but you do have to be continuously upping your game, you know, winning that inner game, looking for ways. I'm always looking for ways to get this information across in a better way, you know, to make it simpler, to make it more user-friendly, right, to condense it in a form that you can get results with straight away. And, of course, you're looking to do that in your approach to your business, right, in the phone calls that you make, in connecting with people, in, you know, how do you grab a person's attention when you're out and about and it's more conversational? How can you improve your presentations? You know, how can you just generally do better in life? Because it's a law in our universe, as you've maybe heard me say before and heard other trainers say before, you're either growing or dying, right? And the fact is, a lot of people are died at 30 or 40 and buried at 70. I know it's not a nice saying, but unfortunately, it's kind of true. So if there's any questions, by the way, I'll keep talking. You know, feel free to key those in the Q&A panel there about any aspect of what we're covering here. I hope this is serving you and that you can apply it straight away. Those results, I'm pleased to say, you know, not maybe the $1 million results. They're not so typical, I guess, but certainly the people who are making huge leaps in their business and are now, you know, earning 6-figure incomes, that is definitely happening more and more with this type of information. You know, I really feel that it is giving people the unfair advantage, and I mean that in the best possible way. So hopefully you're getting it, and I'm excited to see what you guys can can do over the summer. I think it's going to be a quantum leap for a lot of people on this course. So in terms of commitment to continuous improvement, how far are you along your path to mastery? Just take a note of that. You know, how far are you on your path to mastery? Question coming in, are you recording the webinars in case someone can't listen in live? Yes, all of the webinars are recorded, including this one. I'll make it available for everyone for a few days, just this particular one, okay? Then it's available, of course, forever for the people who are in the Alchemy System official. Every single Alchemy course call that we do, the next five webinars are all recorded. You'll get immediate access to them in the members area. You can download those audios of them, or you can watch the slideshow and download that as well. And the blueprints that I do will be separated out, and you'll be able to download the blueprints separately and add them to your rapidly growing library of blueprints, okay? So, all recorded. Thanks for that question. And what else do I want to say to you? Yeah, just that, you know, big mistake number four here is that the majority of people are going to go according to circumstances. In other words, the people around them, you know, the five people that you hang out the most, if they kind of feel that life is a struggle and that, you know, it's only for certain people to achieve a certain life or lifestyle, then you're going to go along with those circumstances. You know, people who look at the news and they go along with, which is, you know, I'm not saying these things are not happening, but they're the minority, right? That's not a true reflection, right, of ultimately all the great things that are actually happening in the world, right? So we tend to go along with those negative circumstances. We tend to, if the mass hypnosis out there is the economy is not great and it's going to get worse, then the average mindset is to go along with those circumstances, okay? In the same way, if your business isn't growing, and someone in your team says, oh, it's the area that we're in, right? Again, the average mind is to go along with those circumstances and to subscribe to that way of thinking. But you look at the movers and shakers in business and the entertainment industry and the spiritual giants who've shaped our world and the inventors, right? They do the opposite of that, and often you're going to need to do that as well. Leaders often go against or completely ignore their current circumstances. Okay, and you've got to train yourself to do that. And I cannot emphasize that enough, because that is the high achiever, super achiever leadership mindset that you need to, first of all, identify. You know, it's like you just say, okay, is that the standard I need to be at? All right, that's the level I need to be at here. And then you strive for that. Every day you're moving towards that. And you know what? If you've been stuck for a while, if you've been taking no action in your business, as often I hear people say, I'm starting from scratch, I haven't done anything. Well, then it's perfectly okay to start small. Dream big, start small, and start to take, you know, those smaller daily steps that can build up and create amazing momentum and results over time. Okay? But it all starts right now. Like I said earlier, if you want to really just zone in on what we're going to be getting you to master in its simplicity over the next few months, it's just those three areas. Change your past, get that working for you. Change your present, right, so that you really are training your brain to scan for the positive first in everything, in all that you do, and have a compelling vision that's imprinted for the future. If you go in there and you have those three areas mastered, then you'll be amazed at what's looking back at you when you look inside your mind. Doesn't matter what the external circumstances are, you will realize that those external circumstances, the negative voice on your shoulder, the negativity and naysayers around you, are no match for a mind that is awakened to that level. It's pretty phenomenal. But you can start right now, and you can start to make higher choices right now. Okay? And ultimately then, you're going to start to align with the laws, with spiritual laws, right, with the law of cause and effect, and, you know, of course, the law of attraction, and you're going to have these laws working for you, you know. And it really is like tapping into a different level of mind. So again, I'll just check and see, are there any questions coming in? So where did you, someone saying, Michelle is saying, where do you say the new alchemy blueprints will be posted? They will be posted in the members area as well, okay? So you have the existing blueprints, the AM and PM blueprints, so I presume that you've already tapped into that, okay? So just to show you on the slides here. And again, hopefully this makes sense to you. Right, so you know already where you can access the AM and PM blueprints, okay? They're going to be in there. The matrix ones, they're the ones that are already stored in there. You can get them straight away, right? Then you go in here, part four, the alchemy coaching program. That's where the new blueprints are going to be posted, okay? So when you click on that link, which is, you know, may not be visible right now, but it will be visible after within 24 hours. So that you may not be seeing that right now. But what this is what you'll see. You'll see all of the six modules that we're going to do, right? As each one, as we do each week, it'll be posted, right? The other ones you'll see coming soon that haven't happened yet. But you'll be able to click on these links here, week one, and access the audio and this actual webinar. Week two, you'll be able to access the blueprint plus the audio plus the webinar. Is that cool? Is that clear? Brilliant. Fantastic. So that's it, folks. I hope you've really got a flavor, those who are on the fence about diving deeper into this. And, you know, if you'd like to dive deeper, then I'd love, obviously, to work with you, like I said before. And lots of you who are already on this, again, I hope that reinforces the results that you potentially can get here, right? Those results that I'm getting with people in the UK, they're real, they're tried and tested. I'm getting emails every day from people. This stuff really, really is working. So super excited about that. Yeah, brilliant. Awesome. Thank you. Brilliant. So fantastic. That's pretty much it. I'll leave you with what is, I think, a phenomenal quote, and it just sums up what we're doing here perfectly, and that is by Thoreau: as a single footstep will not make a path on the earth, so a single thought will not make a pathway in the mind. To make a deep physical path, we walk again and again. To make a deep mental path, we must think over and over again the kind of thoughts we wish to dominate our lives. Perfect, won't you agree? So keep playing full out, folks. We are back, you know, for people who are officially in this course at the same time next week for, you know, what I think will be a life-changing call for anybody who's on it, how to really take charge and get mastery over your emotional states. So keep going for it, and I look forward to hearing about your results. But in the meantime, I just wish you a great rest of the evening, fantastic weekend ahead, and we'll speak soon. Bye for now. Might seem crazy what I'm about to say. Sunshine, she's here, you can take a break. I'm a hot air balloon that could go to space with the air, like I don't care, baby, by the way. Because I'm happy. Clap along if you feel like a room without a roof. Because I'm happy. Clap along.
future.